has arrived.
Good day. This is D.O. Wallace with Success Training Institute. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Now, are you in the Tennessee area?
Yes.
Excellent. I hope the weather is better than it is down here in Texas.
Well, today it's gorgeous.
Oh, see, I'm admiring Tennessee. We got a little rain today in Texas.
Well, ours is coming.
Well, at least you got a good day today. Now, are we waiting on Mr. Walker to come online as well?
Yes.
Excellent.
I am the chair of our local area.
Wonderful, wonderful. What is your name?
Martha.
Martha, pleasure to meet you.
Axford, A-X-F-O-R-D.
Martha Axford, it is a wonderful pleasure to make your acquaintance, and I'm looking forward to us.
Thank you.
Working together in some capacity.
Tell me your name again.
My name is D.L. Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. And the company that actually developed the 14 elements is Success Training Institute. That's our company. I am the CEO.
How many people are supposed to be on this call today?
Well, I know that Bill Walker is supposed to be on, and one of my administrators is probably on already. She typically sets the calls up, but she's typically doesn't participate. And I think that's the only ones. I don't know if it's anyone else from your end on the call. Yes, I think that she did let maybe other people from the workforce offices in the Tennessee area may have been on the call as well, but I don't know who they are. So maybe we'll hang on up if you want to hang on tight a couple of seconds and see if anybody else joins. Otherwise, you and I can engage in conversation if we're the only two on the line.
Well, I'm sure because Bill Walker and Jennifer Epley both responded yes, so maybe they're just behind a little bit.
Yeah, probably so. Now, is Tennessee...
And I'm the least person that you need to talk to.
Now, is your...
Because I am the volunteer person who knows not very much about it.
Oh, no worries at all. No worries at all. Well, you are on time for the call. Now, are you under a stay-at-home order in Tennessee?
Yes.
We are so as well in Texas.
We are. What part of Texas are you in?
We're in Dallas. We've got offices throughout the state of Texas. I am actually based in Dallas, and our whole cities have been shut down for about 9 days or so since it was strict as it is right now.
I'm trying to think. Today is actually my second week because my family had gone to Florida for spring break.
Ah, so
and
you...
And then everybody was recommending if you traveled out of the state to quarantine.
Aha, that's right. In fact, we do a lot of business with our workforce organizations in the state of Louisiana, and the state troopers are on the border now of Texas and Louisiana, and they're not letting many Louisiana natives in unless they're essential for work that they have to do in Texas. And if you're a Texas resident and you go to Louisiana and come back, they recommend 14 days of quarantine.
That's interesting. I heard too that they're on the Florida border.
Oh, really?
Between Georgia and Alabama.
And now Tennessee does
Florida.
Does Tennessee have a lot of cases, or is it just because Florida has so many?
Hey, Dale, can you hang on a second? Somebody's trying to call me.
I can. Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Just one second.
Okay.
You?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem at all.
Somebody had just called three times in a row, and I was like, this is weird.
You got to catch those calls, especially during these times.
Yes, truly. So, did anybody else join us?
No, nobody else has joined us, and I did let my office know to shoot another email out to Bill and Jennifer just to see if maybe they got times mixed up or something along those lines. And I am perfectly comfortable with rescheduling. I know these are some really, really unique times for everyone, and a lot of things may be taking place.
It is really crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is. Now, are the people in Tennessee, do they do a pretty good job of abiding by the stay-at-home order?
Well, we started out with a recommended stay-at-home, and then last Thursday, our governor did a mandated stay at home.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Because we kind of, and it's interesting, probably the demographic that we all work with the most.
Yes.
Seem to be the people that are moving around the most.
That's exactly right.
I actually heard that. Heard that on the national news, I think, that the lower the income level, the more traffic movement on cell phones, etc., they were seeing.
You're right. That's right.
Probably because there's still the people working.
Yeah, that's that, and I think another one could be those younger people are so hard to keep inside. They're out and they may be going different places. So I think that may be another challenge.
Yes.
Now here in Texas, we've been on it for a little while in Texas, and they've had a harder time. The inner city areas, they have a very hard time keeping everyone out of parks. So we've actually had to shut down parks in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So all the parks are closed. Every gym is closed, and just about everything that you could do for fun has now been shut down. So hopefully that'll reduce the traffic. Bill, how are you today? This is D.L. Wallace.
And Martha.
Bill, can you hear us?
I can.
Excellent, excellent. This is D.L. Wallace, and Martha is on the line with us as well. Martha and I have just been having a great conversation about all the things taking place in the nation as a whole and around the world. And I'm with Success Training Institute and excited to be in a position to do anything we can to assist during these times.
Very good. I've read through your six-page document here, and it sounds like perhaps you can help us.
Excellent. So. Excellent. What questions can I answer for you?
Pilot studies, or could we get four or five people a password so that they could noodle around in the software platform to see if it meets what we need?
Absolutely, most certainly. We work with a lot of organizations across the country. Louisiana State University, LSU, conducts our third-party research, and several different state agencies ask the same question that we work with, and we create private labels for a lot of them where they just white label the product and use it. And so absolutely, we could get your passwords, allow you to feel around in it. There are assignments, there are all types of things for the We Owe a Youth participant to do. And through our national relationships, we have remote adult mentoring programs that are also available as well. That'll keep them on track during these times specifically.
You mentioned specifically in your literature summer youth programs. We have a 12-month program. I just wondered if you have any clients that use this other than just for summer youth.
Absolutely. We're registered at about 300 colleges and universities across the country. Several different universities use our summer programs all year round. Actually, they use our internship programs just so that they can boost the resumes of a lot of the college students who live in areas where there isn't a lot of enterprise. So if you're in, you know, of course, you have a lot of times that college towns are typically not towns that have tons of industry. So a lot of college students don't get a chance for internships. So we do have a virtual internship program, and it's used by colleges, universities, it's used by several different organizations, and we've actually created a watered-down version, if you will, for We Owe a Youth participants who may want to gain some experience online while they can't go out into public places right now and get any kind of internship experience.
Do you have any states that have licensed it across the state?
Absolutely. The state of Louisiana, if you visit louisianacertified.net, you'll see another replicated platform. It's used by the Department of Children and Family Services. It's used by the Louisiana Workforce Commission. They actually refer the ABOD population to our platform. And they utilize it to help those individuals who are referred by DCFS to have access to the training that they need remotely. The best part about it, Bill, is the statistics that we receive from it, the data. Our system tracks everything, whether the person accesses it from a mobile device or a laptop. It tracks how many certifications are earned, how many lessons are taken, and even the length of time online. So everything that you would need in order to either incentivize or, in some cases, some programs that we work with even compensate different participants for being involved. So however you want to do it, it's all set up online. So Louisiana Certified does a lot with that, and several different Southern University utilizes our platform as well in Louisiana. Throughout the state of Louisiana, we are a sole source provider. So we work with various states and agencies across the nation. Texas, of course, where we're based. Mm-hmm. And so absolutely, and many different groups use our products for different things. We specifically created 14 elements at the request of and at the consultation of communicating with our workforce commissions who mentioned how difficult it is to find all 14 elements in any one place. Now, we don't offer them all. As a disclaimer, obviously, we support some of the elements because it's impossible for us to provide all of them online. However, the ones that we don't provide, we certainly support.
Well, the ones you don't provide are the ones that the major three that are done locally. You know, I've seen financial literacy, don't see mentoring or entrepreneurship, but you do have a wide range, I see, of the 14 elements.
Yes, sir. And we have the... We do have financial literacy certifications. We have the adult mentoring, and the way that we facilitate our adult mentoring is we have a relationship with the National Baptist Convention of America for this one of this specific purpose is to be able to provide mentors that already have gone through background checks and the whole nine to our youth all over the country. So one of the benefits of that relationship is it gives us access in every single state across the country to in every single city, is almost every single one, to our credible mentors that are willing to go online and assist students as they work their way through the processes that we have.
Understood. Does your software manage time on task and record if a student is keystroking, or just that the student came in and signed in for an hour and you don't know if they were keystroking or not?
Good question, Bill. It does. Most of the quizzes and the tests on the 14 Elements platform, they require fill in the blank. So some platforms are so multiple choice heavy that a kid can pretty much click through and they've learned the game on those. Whereas with our platform, they'll have a few multiple choice, but a lot of them will be fill in the blank, where they've got to type something in. There are assignments that they can send through the system. It just may ask, what are the three primary points mentioned in this lesson? And they'll type out the three, you know, and they can hit submit. And because everything is administered in segments of 8 minutes or less, it appeals to the average adult attention span. They enjoy utilizing their phones to complete and to finish all their lesson assignments. So yes, it tracks everything. It can tell whether a person is just online or whether they're actually engaged in a lesson.
Understood.
Good question.
You have pre-test and post-test. Two questions. Is the pre-test diagnostic and prescribed only the instruction that's needed? And the second question is, the pre-test and post-test, can you use that to document a measurable skills gain?
Oh, man, that's an excellent question. I'm going to answer the second part first. We can use that post-assessment to document measurable gains. We track how well a person is progressing through our system on the pre- and post-assessments. It is going to let them know once they answer the questions in the front end, it'll give them an individualized learning plan. It'll let the participant know, based on your responses, here are the first set of courses that we recommend. Now, they have the ability to take a few classes outside of the recommended courses, but it gives them a learning track that allows them to know course by course by course. So it's set up in prerequisites, so it doesn't give them the ability to binge take it. It lets them take it in sequences so that they can learn and retain it much better. When they're done, the post-assessment does provide measurable outcomes to say this is where that participant can end up. We can see from the beginning to the end. In addition, there are also personality tests on the site as well that'll let them know what type of occupational supervisory structure is best for their personality. So it gives a lot of data back to us that we can use to assess measurable skill sets.
So your last statement there, it is measuring aptitude and preference as well. You know, I want to be a doctor, but my test score says that I could probably be at best an LPN.
Yes, sir.
Do you have some? Okay.
Yes. Now, it's a good question.
So you're using Myers-Briggs, aren't you?
For the personality test, we use Jung personality tests.
Okay.
And for the...
It says in your literature here, it says similar to the Myers-Briggs assessment. Got you.
Okay. Yes. So in the actual sort of the soft skills assessment, our company created the SIPS instructional method, and we put the first soft skills assessment on the books about 2.5 years ago. Prior to that, there was no standardized assessment to find out where a person matched up with their emotional intelligence. And now there are iterations of it, but we've created the first one, and the students in the 14 elements get the opportunity to take those courses or take that assessment, and it gives them a guide. It gives them a pattern. And it preps them for what they should be doing, as opposed to, like you say, if they may want to be a doctor, but their skill set doesn't give them that type of latitude.
You mentioned in your conversation, I just want to go back, that each student I'm sure there's a number of pre-assessments depending on what module you're in. But you said that a learning pathway is created for each individual client so that a case specialist or a career specialist could look and see, Bill, you have completed 13 of 17 lesson plans within the past 2 weeks. Good work. I hope you can complete the next four lesson plans and get this whole module knocked out within the next week, and that will be your assignment. Is that, Mr. Wallace, something that I'm saying? Is that your belief as well, that you can do that with your program?
It is. You'll have an admin access to be able to get access to all the data. You'll see where a student is at any given point in time. We'll give you weekly reports as well, aggregate as well as individual, if you like. And then the system notifies the participant when new courses are unlocked, when new lessons are available, when they've excelled on a quiz or a test, and it keeps them engaged. So the goal is, we don't like for them to be disconnected from the system for more than 3 days in a row. So if they have 3 days of inactivity, the system's gonna also assist that caseworker, so to speak, in notifying that student, hey, you need to be on the classes. So that's how we wanna make it turnkey and headache free as much as we can.
My case specialist in Knoxville, Tennessee, can't get online, and she needs to call somebody. Whom does she call?
Two things. There is a 24-hour online chat feature that is on the platform. It's responded to all the time. The best part about it is it has artificial intelligence built in, to where if there are more than three questions that are common questions that are asked by different people on the platform, the system then records the standard answer, and it automatically sends it back.
Yeah.
And then obviously...
And that's available to clients and to staff?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Both. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Great question.
Tell me about your training.
The soft skills training that the participant will go through, you meaning what...
No, I'm sorry. How do you train career specialists to use your software?
Oh, good question. Very good question. A couple of ways. There are video tutorials on the platform. It's extraordinarily user-friendly. So when it comes to accessing data for an administrator, say, for example, Tennessee, you'd be placed in a group where all of the people that you've put on the system are there. In the initial phases, all we need is names and email addresses. So your workforce participants on the ground, you're the people that are working on the admin side, they don't have to enter in names and done it. We can do all that stuff for them. As it pertains to going in and checking data and information, we give a little video tutorial with screenshots, probably about 3 minutes. And in most cases, it's user-friendly enough to where that's all they need to see. And any additional questions, we can handle them from the chat.
Well, I sold software 7 years ago from McGraw-Hill, and you're telling me that if my career specialist only has to give you a name and an email, and your staff is going to enroll the client?
Yes, and a good example of that is...
Wonderful.
Yes, and there's no limit to how many it takes. Yes, so...
Oh, I know.
You know what that is.
I know what it's like to tell a teacher, yes, you've got the badge enrolled 300 people, and she looks at you like you're speaking algebra. You know, I'm going to do what? No, I'm not. Putting down their address and their phone numbers. So it's gotten to the point where that's a software as a service that you offer.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Exactly right. And a great example is Southern University in Shreveport. Their Shreveport campus has about 5,000 students or so on campus. And of course, they just turn over the names and email addresses, and we're able to load them all in. And same thing, it doesn't matter how many it is, how few. It could be 50, it could be 15,000. We're going to take time, and we've got a team that does nothing but put that in. They'll get a welcome letter, and then your team is able to refer them to the platform without having to have the extra burden. And during these times that we're in right now, nobody wants to do that.
Nobody did when I had a sales force trying to sell software 10 years ago either. I might have 200 out of school youth, and of that 50 are living on the couch, and they don't have an email address. But could we potentially generate an email address that they could use at a library?
Absolutely. And absolutely.
Could we enter a phone number and they could receive this on their phone? Or is the interface such that it's really too complicated to look at on a phone?
Great questions, Bill. This platform was designed for mobile use. And about 60% of our 60 to 70% of the participants that utilize our services access it from a mobile device. So it is extraordinarily mobile friendly. And it also saves them because most plans now on cell phones come with unlimited data. They get tons of data. So they can get on a phone easier than they can get on a computer.
Exactly. Tell me about how you protect personally identifiable information. Have you ever had a breach?
Never had a breach, thank goodness. Never had a breach. One of the things that we do as it relates to identification is all, of course, the software is extraordinarily secure, and we use the best cloud-based systems out there. Amazon Web Services is the best, they're the biggest, and they do a great job of making sure on the back end that all the data is secure and protected. So we haven't had a breach, and the other component is there is no financial data that's entered on our platforms because our platforms were designed for agencies, colleges, universities, so forth, so on. Those groups are sending us a check. They're not paying by credit card online. So there isn't any financial information that's entered. That's another thing that helps us when it comes to data breaches. We're not an attractive target for a lot of the cyber thieves that are lurking on the internet.
Information?
No. Usually what happens, for example, in the case of some of the workforce commissions that we utilize, they have an ID number that is common to them on the workforce side. So you have that same thing? And it tells you. We don't collect that. Excellent question. So we would. Excellent question.
you mentioned Louisiana. Do you have anybody that's has talked with you about a statewide license?
Well, no, and I'll tell you one of the elements of that. When we're working with colleges and universities, because those entities are already accredited, they have the ability to put their own stamps and seals on our platforms and on our certifications. We private label it for them. Soft skills still today is considered avocational in nature. Because of that, there isn't an accrediting body that says these are soft skills trainings that are valid and viable in the workplace. We've actually created a dynamic where all the corporations that are in our ecosystem recognize our training. And since we've been around for, as it relates to IT groups, we've been around a long enough time to establish some great credibility in the marketplace, but they're still not, because of the avocational nature and its career services, we're not teaching them how to operate a forklift, to do anything that requires a technical license. Soft skills licenses is still a very relatively new area that that we haven't found anyone that says, hey, we'll give you a license to do the training. So it is emotional intelligence based and soft skills training based. And of course, the world agrees that these are the skills that are needed. And if they have them, we know they're going to be much better than if they don't.
Nine different areas, and they wanted to white label this and call it the Tennessee Career Edge Program. And Tennessee wanted to buy a license for nine different areas across the state. Have you had any thoughts about selling it in that manner?
We're very open to doing all those types of things, primarily because we want to get, we definitely know that the demand is there, and we want to get it into the hands of as many people as possible. We're big believers in emotional intelligence and soft skills training development. So we would definitely be open to doing things along those lines. We've done something similar as it pertains to state systems or school systems, whereas it may be one university that has multiple schools under their system and they all want to have a different platform. We've done things along those lines, and they just paid on a per member basis per school within the system. So I'm open to a ton of those things.
Let's talk a little bit about your pricing. Are these concurrent seats? Is it a seat-based program where I buy 3,000 seats that are 3,000 concurrently used seats? Or does a person who sits in a cheap seat burn a seat and I buy a number of seats that are burned every time somebody uses it? Did I make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Yes, when we work with the Department of Corrections, most of the DOCs that we work with across the country, they need concurrent use because people are getting out of in and out of prison so often, you know, and they don't want to spend. And normally, our standard pricing is a one-year subscription per person per seat. However, when we're dealing with groups that do have transient or some that may be on the program for 3 months and another that may be on the program for 11 months, then we have flexibility there. Our normal pricing for this type of, for the 14 elements ecosystem is $150 per person per year. And we made it as low as we did just so that we could be able to accommodate those that may be in a position where they have some people that are only going to use it for 3 months, some that are going to use it for six. However, the seat is not burned when you buy a subscription. A seat is not burned until a person actually logs on and engages in courses. If they don't complete any certification within our system, we reload that seat and you get to use it again.
All right, that's fair enough.
So now if a guy gets in, take one, two, three classes, but don't earn a certification, we're gonna allow you to reload that seat and put another one there.
Very good. So you mentioned that it's $150 per person for annually, and that's very fair, I will admit to you. And you said for the 14 elements, what other activities do you have in the software that might be relevant to an out-of-school or an in-school youth under a WIOA program? Is it just the 14 elements, or do you have others?
Oh, no, that's an excellent question, Bill. We have the largest soft skills training library on the planet. So
okay, that's one thing you have.
Yes.
And you have the personality. That's two.
Personality tests. We
so, and the price would be a little bit add-ons to that $150 if you wanted an a la carte type of software, right?
No, you get the whole. You get everything in that $150 price. So your and that. Yes, sir. Everything you need is in one package, giving you the flexibility to say, and we see it all the time, a student begins taking courses for one particular purpose, then they get a job. And now courses that were not as relevant when they were looking for a job become more relevant now that they've got a job. Now they're taking conflict resolution. Now they're taking collaborating with others and leadership and such. So absolutely, you get access to the entire system when you enroll.
This is a question that comes from a former educator.
Yes, sir.
You may not be able to answer it, but you state that you have a lot of colleges, which leads me to ask, is there a reading level that your software is written to, or is there an entry reading level?
Excellent.
Such as sixth grade or ninth grade?
Excellent question. We work with independent school districts as well. And the way that we determine how well we're bridging the literacy gap is the pass-fail rate, or the pass-attempt rate. If in the ABOT population, which is very similar to the population that you serve, ABOT youth, they've got an 85% pass rate on the first or second attempt. So from a literacy standpoint, it is scaled down in to entry level to about a seventh grade reading level. At the same time, there are more than 700 SAT/ACT vocabulary words that are filtered through the system that are used in context. So that if a person's watching a video and they hear the word necessary, for example, then they see that word pop up on screen. If it were an ACT word, they see that word pop up on screen. They would also hear it read in context. Then when they have an opportunity to see it again, they understand the word that they may not have known before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we've seen sixth grade and lower.
Do you have wrong answer feedback for a student who is taking a post-assessment and they get number four wrong and it says you might want to try, here's some additional information. Your answer was wrong. You might want to try this. Do you have wrong answer feedback?
On some of our lessons, we do have wrong answer feedback, depending on whether they're beginner, intermediate, or advanced. So when they're taking their pre and post assessment, the pre-assessment lets the system know what type of level this student is on or this participant's on. And depending on that, some of those classes do have wrong answer feedback, and assignments do, and then others don't. Excellent question. Bill, I can tell you know your stuff, man.
So one final question from me. We currently have a software program that will continue, and we're looking very hard at what you offer and very favorably at what you offer. But the current software program we have, one thing that career specialists complain about is the amount of paper that is generated in a printed report. You know, it's 14, 15 pages per client. Tell me about what prints out to go into a client's jacket or their file to document that the student has met a milestone.
Oh, excellent. Excellent question. The first piece of paper, the most significant part, is the certifications. So we do work with groups that are metrics-based.
One page. That's primarily what we get, just the certification.
Yes, sir. One page. And so 20 certifications gives you more pages, obviously, but just one page certification.
Yeah.
Excellent question.
Martha, do you have any questions?
I don't, but I do like the idea of trying to offer it to the entire state so that everybody could be looking at and talking about the same program. So I would think that would be a benefit to everybody.
And I don't know if Martha shared with you, but she sits on the State Workforce Board.
Yes, yes. So, Martha is a powerful player on
the
State
Workforce. No, I didn't share that. I just shared that I was your chair.
Well, Martha, I'm excited about that.
Tell me what we need to do to have five career specialists in the East Tennessee local workforce development area during this period when the American job centers are closed to the public and they've got some time to go through your software, look at it, drive the wheels off of it, and come back to me and say, this is what we want. Tell me what we do to get that pilot or that preview look started.
All we need is the name and email addresses of the people that you want to have access, and we'll give them student access that will allow them to take their pre-assessment like they were a WEO, a youth participant in the platform, and allow them to gain that experience online. So names and email addresses, and we get you off to the races.
And could you give one of them super admin and then one of them junior admin so that we could look around at those permissions?
What I can do, yes, I could give you super admin access, and then that way you'll have the opportunity to see the things that you would be able to look at through the system. And typically, when you have users online, that'll give you the opportunity to see it. So I may place you in a, because usually everybody has a group, whereas you need admin access once you got a group of people that are yours. But I'm going to, I'll circumvent some things on that line to make sure that you can get access to it.
Together by Wednesday of this week and send it to you. Could we start next Monday with a pilot, with a preview?
A demo, absolutely we can. If you send me the information, we'll get you taken care of. We'll be excited to do so.
And the information you need is the person's name and her email address.
That's it. Name, email address, and we can get you going. Of course, Chelsea has yours already, so you send us the other ones that we need, and next week you'll be live on the demo and get to kind of kick the tires a little bit.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you some email addresses from my local staff, but I'm also going to send you, after I make a call to Nashville, the name of Carla Garrett, who is the State Department's lead for the youth program. And I'd like for Carla to be part of our group so that she could carry the message to the state, to the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Wonderful.
If you don't mind our doing that.
I would love it. I think that's an awesome idea, and I'd be excited for the opportunity. Absolutely.
Okay. And, of course, the question that I always ask is, what have I not asked you?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bill. I don't know if
I need to know.
I tell you what, you were one of the most thorough of all the people that we talked to around the country. I've got an asterisk right now by your name to say I don't know that I've had better questions. Your software background, your educational background, all of those things give you a set of knowledge that the average person working in a similar position they would never even know to ask. So you went way down the field with your questions, and they were phenomenal. You asked all the things you needed to know, you asked them.
Now, I've sat in the superintendent's office and asked about the sailfish on the wall before, so I know it's one salesman talking to another now, okay?
Right.
Now, did you catch that sailfish? Tell me about that. It's been a joy talking with you. I will be in touch with Chelsea within 48 hours. Let's say that.
Excellent. Excellent. Bill, I'm looking forward to it. It was such a pleasure to talk with you. And I had such a great time, Martha, also talking with you before Bill got on the line. And we're looking forward to serving in any way we can.
And I apologize
for your
being
call
late.
Hey, thank you. No, Bill.
I was waiting for a call at 1:30, and I failed to see that Chelsea had sent out an invitation, and I wrote her, and she said, Bill, the call is, here's the area code, and here's the phone number. I thought, oh, my goodness.
No.
I looked on my hard copy of the invite,
No problem whatsoever.
You have been a very good representative of your company. You're a true gem to them, I'm sure, because you knew each answer to some very hard questions. So I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. If you need anything else, thank you. You have a great day.
Has left the contact.
Stay safe now. All right.